Welcome to the High School Spotlight featuring Rock Ridge High School. Today's Spotlight is brought to you by Zimmerman Honda, Blackhawk Bank and Trust, and John Waugh with Country Financial Insurance in Aledo. October is a great time to buy a Honda. The 2023 Ridgeline is available at Zimmerman Honda for 0.9% for 36-month financing. How about 2023 CRVs, HRVs, Civics, Accords, Pilots, and Odysseys, all available at 3.9% financing for 48 months? Come see the sales staff at Zimmerman Honda for full information. Or maybe you're looking for a certified pre-owned vehicle. Zimmerman Honda is the spot for you with financing at 2.9%. Stop in at Zimmerman Honda in Moline to see all they have to offer and take a test drive.
Building relationships, supporting the community, and service. These are the things Country Financial stands for. This is Robin Hufstetler. We're more than just an office you may pass by as you drive through town. We're neighbors who lend a helping hand and support the fabric of our community, including charitable organizations, sports, financial education, and civic organizations. Since we're already neighbors, let's get together and chat. Give me a call at the John Waugh Country Financial Office in Aledo today at 309-582-3455. We'll talk about the things that are important to you and how we can help you protect them.
Have you heard? Blackhawk Bank and Trust has 4 checking account options, plus a money market account, all created with you in mind. Find the benefits of choosing the chief through essential checking, cash rewards checking, interest checking, relationship checking, or a relationship money market account. Most accounts offer you the chance to select how you earn rewards or interest. They're flexible, they're unique, and they offer great perks. Stop in and open your new account today. Blackhawk Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. A great competitive cheerleading season for the Rock Ridge Rockets. We'll chat about that today with senior Kylie Meyer. Tell us about the experience you go to state last weekend.
It was absolutely amazing. This was our second run. We went last year, and being there last year really drove us to get there again this year and strive to do better. And it was a great experience overall. And a lot of team bonding off the mat as well, at the hotel and at the arena as well.
And you advanced to state by finishing first at the sectional level. So what about that performance?
We had really been hitting it hard at practice, doing full outs, two or three of them a day, and really just building everyone's confidence in the fact that we had it and we could do it as long as we believed in each other and believed in ourselves and that we could really perform what we knew how to do. And our coach, Joey, she really just told us right before we went out just to be confident because we'd hit it so many times during the week. And we do tally marks during practice to see just, like, what our percentage of, like, hitting was. And she was like, we have the numbers. Just go have fun. And I think that's really what sold it for us is, like, we were confident and we just went out and we enjoyed it. And we looked like we had fun and we all really just pushed through it together, and we all had the same end goal, and that was getting to state. So we all really just pushed for each other.
You're speaking about Joey Stanforth, the head coach of the competitive cheerleading team. And I know there's some pretty good tradition with the program. What do you think the keys to success are for this competitive cheerleading program?
Honestly, for our team, I think it is Joey. She is an amazing coach, and we wouldn't get to where we were without her. She really does care about the sport. She eats, sleeps, breathes it. So she puts her all into it, and we give it back for her. But she really helps with our success because she knows what she's doing, and she knows what she talks about, and she knows how to get us to where we need to be at the right time. She always just told us to trust the process and that we'd peak at the right time, and everything would come together how it should, and it did.
What sparked your interest in competitive cheerleading? You've been a member of this program for 4 years. Is it something you really kind of always enjoyed?
It has been, yeah. I started dance and tumbling when I was 3 years old. So it's just always been something I've been interested in. I've always done the little kid clinics that we host. I grew up doing those. So I've always kind of looked up to the cheer program and I've always been excited to get to the point where I was a part of it.
So explain to our listening audience, and I think I've covered it enough where I've done a few interviews on this subject. It's like a 3-minute routine or a 3-minute performance. You can, I think, go as much as 3 minutes, right? Can you kind of explain how you know, competitive cheerleading is judged and what are the different nuances of the sport?
Yeah. So for a routine, you get a 3-minute max and you have different categories on the score sheet from jumps, tumbling, stunts, and then execution and the performance creativity. And each thing has its, like, you get scored on how difficult you do, and but you also get a score on how well you execute it. And there's the tiniest deductions in all the places you wouldn't think about sometimes, but they're there and they add up quick because it can come down to tenths of a point that separate people. But it really depends on what judges are looking for. Some people like your routine and some people aren't the most biggest fans of it. But we were pretty fortunate that we had a really well-crafted routine this year and it seemed to be pretty well-liked by the judges. And we hit level 4 in all of our execution areas this year. So our difficulty was the highest it could be.
And it's interesting, I know too, the other thing that I find so interesting about this sport, and you explained it with the scoring, you know, you're dealing with such narrow margins here. And I always think about, you know, when you cover the traditional high school sports where, you know, basketball game is 32 minutes on the clock, right, with a number of timeouts. Yeah. Football's 12-minute quarters. You play 7 innings of baseball and softball. In terms of getting only 3 minutes on the mat when you're at the state preliminaries, you know, how much pressure is that when you have to go out there and say, hey, man, we only got 3 minutes. We really got to be in focus to accomplish this thing. And I know you can practice all you want, but when you get to the, you know, mat for the competition, I can't imagine how much pressure there is for that thing. How do you get over some of that stuff?
Yeah, it is a lot of pressure standing back there, but it was amazing the amount of students that turned out and parents and everyone that came to support us. That was the first thing that we all noticed when we walked out was how loud our section was. Like, some sections you could hear them, but, like, and you could kind of see them, but our section just really stood out, and that was a really helpful, like, power. Like, these people are here for us, and we will do this for them. But we also do it for ourselves. This year, our walkout song came on, and we had a little dance party in the back to help with nerves. We sang it out, and we danced it out. Everyone kind of has their own little superstitious thing they do, but we hug and we tell each other that we have it and we believe in each other and we just walk out and you walk out confident and you present yourself like that and that's how you're going to perform.
All right. And I was going to ask you, this is how we can end it. How cool do you think it is that, you know, the IHSA that governs interscholastic athletics, they've decided to say, hey, we need a state series in competitive cheerleading. And I know Rockridge has taken advantage of this for many years. And it's nice to see the IHSA see stuff like that and say, hey, we're going to have something to celebrate this sport. What do you think of that?
I think it's absolutely phenomenal. I mean, everyone sees us at games on the sideline, and we go out for our quarter cheers and our timeout cheers, and we do things with our teams, and they're showy and they're cute and they get the crowd going and they get it yelling with us and pumped up for the boys. But being able to show people what competitive cheer is, I think sheds a new light on the other side of cheer that not many people always see, because it is way different than what they see on the sidelines. And it's kind of cool for people to see us as a sport, because there is a lot that goes into it, and we work just as hard as any other sport, and we practice just as much. And I think it's just great that it gets the recognition that it does, because it deserves it. It's sitting there watching the teams go on day 2 was just the sheer athleticism that those people had was amazing.
And Kylie, speak to the balance a team must have. We talk about tumbling, right? We talk about stunting. We talk about creativity. There's a lot that goes into this, right?
Absolutely. You definitely want people that can fit in multiple areas of strength, but everyone has their weaker area. but it does, you want to look at people that will be versatile in every area, and you can put them anywhere you need and they'll be willing to go anywhere you need them to. But even if they are a little weaker, if they're willing to work, it's also really easy to put them in as well because they're eager to learn and work to get better to do what they need to do.
All right, good stuff from Kylie Meyer, a senior and a member of the Rock Ridge competitive cheerleading team. They advanced to state here in 2024. Nice going, Kylie Meyer, and good luck with the rest of your senior year at Rock Ridge.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.